CFM. Get up with Bree and Jonzy.
Full team back together.
Oh, about time you joined
the
us.
The band is back together.
Jeez, how was your trip?
Yeah, it was good. Good to get almost a week off. Went home to Perth, went to a wedding. A lot of people have been asking me about that three-hour road trip between the ceremony, because if you missed it, friend's wedding, they had the ceremony in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, and then the reception at 7 o'clock at night, 3.5-hour road trip away. You had to jump in the car and drive 3.5 hours to go to the reception.
And if you also missed it, they paid for 2 nights at the Margaret River for everyone who went to the wedding. Yeah, so suck it up and drive the 3.5 hours.
But I only stayed the 1 night, so I didn't get my money's worth. So it's not worth it,
forbid.
Mate. It is a mood killer. I'm saying, if you're putting on a wedding, don't have your reception 3.5 hour drive away. I had to suit up in the morning, take off the suit, and then re-suit up again at night. Oh, it was ridiculous,
are you
mate.
Are you okay?
Just.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Jamie had to get out of her dress.
Oh, wait on.
Some people had to drive.
It's on news.com this morning,
themselves.
Actually. Guys has to suit up twice in one day. Oh, top story on news.com.
Can you send me that link? I like being on news.com. Not bad. Yeah, well, it's just a mood killer, mate.
Why didn't you stay the second night?
Had grandparents to visit, you know, so.
Sounds like you
hung over on the
not
Sunday.
Good.
I had my grandparents to visit and Jamie's grandparents to visit back to back.
Is that the Nan that has the nude painting?
No.
Different Nan.
Different Nan.
No. I always hope it's that Nan.
I've never seen this Nan nude.
Oh. And the other one you have?
Well, the painting. I've seen the nude.
That's not what you told
the
me.
Big jugs.
She did have big hands, didn't she?
Yeah.
I want to see that photo.
I've got it somewhere. I thought I sent it to you.
Oh, that's right. We got in trouble here from HR.
I've since deleted and burnt that photo for good. What did I miss the last couple of days? Anything exciting? You know, did you guys do anything huge? Yeah.
Nah.
It's the same old as usual.
Same old.
Get up with Bree and Jonzy.
101.3 CFM.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
All right. It's on.
Playing for a couple of diehard tickets. They've got their Flashback Fridays at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah, your favourite retro films. 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song. Who won last time we played?
I think you won by one.
One.
Okay.
And Trin, you're on my team this morning.
Yay.
And Gordy, you've got Alan in Tuggerah along.
Alan, your legend.
Come on, Trin. Let's do this thing, girl.
Go on, Gordy.
All right, mate. Sit back, relax, and watch the Gorn train roll in and get some
and
songs.
And listen to Gordy refer to himself in the third person.
Gordy, you're out of the studio because you were first last time.
Get out of here, G-Train.
You idiot. The G-Train's here.
What are you, like Jared Hayne from 2004?
Why does he turn into a loser when this game happens?
I don't know. Oh, God. Okay, 20 seconds on the clock.
All right.
1 second of each song. And you can name if it is a collaboration. I will take any artist.
I need a win.
You do. No pressure.
All right, mate.
In 3, 2.
Boys will wait. Pass. Milkshake.
I'll give it to you. Yep.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yep.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Destiny's Child.
Nope.
Kelly Rowland.
Yep.
Highway to the Thunder Zone.
Nope.
Pass.
Hot and.
Kesha.
Yep. It was 19.
Kid Rock.
Yes. 5 out of 6.
Too bad. That has
not
won
bad.
Before. It has won before.
It has. All right. So 5 out of 6 for Bree. She's gone out to get Gordy. He's in the soundproof booth at the moment. He has to come back in for his turn as he makes his way back in.
All right.
Is he confident?
Jeez, slow start for me, wasn't it?
The G train's never slow.
Oh, God. Really?
You're staying with that?
G-Train?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I'll say sorry, but I'm not
Let's
taking off
Let's see if the G-Train crashes and burns right now.
All right. Same deal for you. If it's a collaboration, I'll take
No stops.
Any...
It's an express all the way to the loser
any
zone.
Any artist.
Come on.
20 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Yep.
In 3, 2.
My milkshake.
Yep.
Christina Aguilera.
Nope.
Taking over. Pass.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Beyonce.
Nope.
Destiny's Child.
Nope.
What?
Kelly Rowland.
Yes.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Yep.
Hot and.
Kesha.
Yep. Hey, Gaundy.
What?
You got four.
What'd Brie get?
Five!
Yes! I've done it! You're welcome, Trin!
Thank you, Brie.
The G-Train has track works today, but anyway.
The G-Train. Need the service, I think.
She pipped you at the post. Going back through them one more time. The first one was, of course, Khalees Milkshake.
I did the exact same thing. I was like,
Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent.
Kelly, no one remembers Kelly Clarkson.
I got it. Copy easy.
You went through all of them, but you missed Kelly Rowland on that one, Gaundy. That was work. You said Highway to the Something Zone, which I couldn't take until you said Danger Zone, Kelly Loggins. Kesha. And Brie got to this one. It was Kid Rock All Summer Long.
I'm not very proud of that one.
I would have got that one.
You should have passed. You got to remember the pass
option. Oh, hindsight's a beautiful thing, G-Train.
It doesn't matter. Trin's got herself a ticket.
Out of here.
Get up with Brie and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.
You and producer Rachel are hosting the show because I was away at a wedding and heard a bit of the show.
Oh, did you?
Heard a little bit of the show.
Tuned in?
Yeah, I like to tune in.
Was good.
I like to see how the ship sails without me. And interesting, Rach mentioned you guys got onto the fact I'm a germaphobe. Funny stuff. Rach said that when we first started here, I sprayed the desk.
You are a bit of a germaphobe.
And cleaned it up. There was half a dead body over here, mate. There was that much dead skin over here.
Exaggeration.
I had to clean it up. So that was my job.
You don't like to touch anything that other people have touched.
I don't like to drink out of water bottles after someone else has done it. And you know what else I've started doing? When I go to 7-Eleven to get my coffee in the morning,
here we go.
I won't grab the top cup. I'll split the pack and get the cup in the middle because no one's gone near it.
Germaphobe.
So, okay, that's fine. A little bit of that. But you also got onto the topic yesterday of F45.
Yes.
And we're both doing F45 at the moment. I'm at Gosford. You're at Erina. And you were talking about sweaty hugs, something to do with Alan and how he hugs you after.
Gorgeous Alan who works here. Not okay. Something that happens at F45 in Erina, because it's like a family down there.
Yep.
It's really welcoming. Everyone after the class, everyone feels excited. We've finished. We all high five. Everyone high fives in the class, which is great. My mate over here, Alan, gorgeous Alan, he feels the need to hug. Hug after a sweaty F45 interval training class. Mate, not on.
Yeah, that's weird. I avoid the high five.
Do you?
Yeah, so as soon as I'm finished,
no.
I'm a high five avoider.
No,
yeah.
You're getting worse. You have,
no, not
you have
because
a problem.
Not because of germs. It's just awkward. Here's a five.
Let me break it down.
So I go straight to the toilet.
For 1 second. Do you really?
Yeah, I go, I'm busting every single time.
Let me just break it down for you. You're obviously doing the class.
Yeah.
So you're touching stuff. You're doing push-ups. That floor would have that much sweat on it.
It's fine.
Way worse than high-fiving someone, mate.
It's more for the awkwardness. What you don't like is that.
I can't believe you do that.
I'm a high-five avoider, yeah. But you hate the hug. And I just think you're getting it from the wrong person. You don't need Alan giving you a sweaty hug.
Gorgeous
you
Alan.
You need a Gosford F45 sweaty hug. A Gosford one, not an Erina one. You need
no,
a Gosford one.
I like Erina. People there are attractive. I just don't want a sweaty hug.
I've got a guest on the phone right now, Jack Colreavy, trainer at Gosford F45. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
Good morning, team.
Now, we know Jack's a professional runner. He went overseas, competed in London for Australia, came 45th. He likes to run. How long have you ran this morning, Jack?
I just notched up my 20th K, mate.
20th K?
If he's here, I'm going to kill you.
You must be pretty sweaty after that.
If he's here, I will... No.
You must
be humid as hell out there.
Oh, is it hot out there? Come in, Jack, quick! Jack! She's... Yeah! A nice, sweaty...
This is a new jacket!
F45
high. Oh, no, disgusting!
Oh, that's even Jack's sweaty hat. Oh. That's his sweaty hat, mate.
I hate you.
Come on.
No, that's gross.
Jack is just... You can jump on Bree's mic there. Sweat all over Bree's mic, Jack.
Not going near my mic. That's disgusting.
Rub your body on Bree's mic. There you go. Nice,
that's
sweaty.
Filthy.
Mate, we're just sharing the love. Do you feel the love, Jack?
After, you know, when Gaundy told me that yesterday before the class, you know, I was pretty dry after the workout yesterday. Gaundy, sweaty as all hell because he's been boozing it up at a wedding. Went straight in for the big hug for him as soon as he came out of the toilet.
My
heart We're all about it.
It's pumping right now. Like, my heart is pumping and I'm sweaty. Feels like I've done something else, actually.
Who's the germaphobe, mate?
Are you? All right. Jack, go Gordy. Go give him a nice happily. Hug. He'll go on. Like, oh, Gordy's hanging. Oh, look at him. Oh. He hated every second.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
Look. I'm all about the new technology. Anything that can make my life a little bit easier, I'm about it. I'm on board.
Yep.
And Google yesterday released the Google Pixel Buds.
Is this the language thing? Is this where it can translate language in real time? I had this idea a long time ago.
Of course you
just
did.
Not the smarts to put it together, but I did have the idea.
So Google has launched its first pair of wireless headphones featuring real-time language translation. Pretty amazing.
It is
so
amazing.
Essentially how it works is that the software allows both users to listen and speak in a foreign language, and it translates it in real time. It's incredible. I've got a guy who's actually using it. I've grabbed a piece of audio of him actually using the product.
If I hold down a button here, I can start talking with somebody else in another language, more or less. Here goes. Help me speak Japanese. The Google Assistant launches the Translate app on the phone, which I can hand to another person and have them communicate another language while I speak some English. Let's give that a try. Over here, I've got somebody speaking Japanese who will say, Hajimemashite, boku no namae wa Hiro desu. And it says, nice to meet you, my name is Hiro. And if I want to talk back to them, I can do that in English. Hey, my name's Sean, how's it going? And then on the screen here, we say, I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, ne, watashi no namae wa dono no yoni Sean desu.
It's amazing stuff.
Pretty amazing technology, especially imagine traveling to another country and you don't speak the language. This eliminates that problem.
It is tough when you go overseas and you're trying to tell them what you want.
You somewhere.
No idea.
Yeah. So it's going to cost, apparently it's launching in November sometime. They haven't given an exact date.
Yep.
And it supports over 40 languages and it's going to set you back about $249.
That's not too bad.
Here in Australia. So,
okay. What about drunk mates? Does it translate what they're trying to tell me?
Don't think so. That's not one of the 40 languages
that's in the upgrade.
Covered. What I wanted to do this morning, I get that this is a great product and, you know, very helpful, but I'm a bit of a language translator myself.
Mm.
I actually know a lot of languages. I don't know if you know that about me. Yep, very talented. I want people to call
through
this morning.
Can you just name a couple of languages that you're fluent in?
Austrian.
Is that a language?
Italian.
I think that's just a place, mate.
Spanish. I want people to call through. If you speak another language, I want you to call through this morning. I want you to give me a sentence, and then I'm going to translate any language that you're speaking.
Okay. The translator.
I know many languages.
This is risky territory because I don't speak any other languages. So someone could just call up, go to town in some other language, swear their head off, and I have no idea. And I'll be
I will translate for you, so you'll be on
okay.
board. Yeah.
Look, we've got tickets to Kingswood at Long Jetty, Saturday 28th of October. You can get your tickets at austix.com.au.
I feel like I've overcommitted to this.
Well,
this could go either way here.
We're here now.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
New product on the market. I'm excited about it. Google has launched its first pair of wireless headphones featuring real-time language translation.
I don't know how this wasn't invented sooner.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine if you go traveling, you don't have to, you know,
perfect.
Stumble around another country not being able to speak in the language.
I might not even talk English anymore. I might just take up another language through the earbuds.
Why not?
Yeah.
You can do that. I myself, you know, I've got a great education over my life. I've learnt lots of languages and I actually can do this.
Okay.
I can translate any language.
I've never heard you talk another language except swear in Italian. That's the only thing I've heard you do.
You know, I don't like to make people feel bad that they don't know as many languages as me.
Yes.
So I'm a real life human language translator.
All right, we've got people lined up ready to go and they're going to give you some language and you need to translate for them and we'll see how close you can get to this thing. So
all right.
Let's go to Trev in Sydney. We love our Sydney listeners. Morning, Trev.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How we going?
Good, mate.
Thanks. Now, I need to know what language it is you will be speaking. Trev.
Teton.
Heifer?
Teton.
Teton?
Never heard of that one.
Where is
it? Timorese.
Oh, yes, of course.
Come on, you're the language expert.
I studied that back in grade 11.
Timorese?
Yeah, I've been studying that for years. Trev, this will be easy.
I thought he said heifer.
I thought you're all from Trevor, darling.
Yes.
Easy, Trev, give it to me.
All right, let's hear it, mate. What have you got?
Okay. Montane, Brian Gordy, Yekali.
That sounds pretty easy to me.
He said, Brian Gordy are super hilarious, attractive, and also very intelligent. That's very lovely of you, Trev. We appreciate that. Thank you, Trev. Have a great day. Oh, we're losing Trev, actually, a little bit. We're losing Trev.
Such kind words in a language we don't understand.
Very nice from Trev.
Let's go to Chris.
Let's go to Chris.
One of my mates, actually.
Morning.
Morning, Chris.
He's dropped a morning on us.
Now, what language will you be speaking this morning?
The more beautiful little sibling of Australia, the Kiwi language, or more Maori.
Okay.
Maori.
Something I've studied for years. Mm-hmm. Love the culture. This Bruce, will be a simple one.
Dated a few over the years, so she should know.
Yep.
Hit us with it, Chris.
Kia ora. Au, Chris, tai nā, ma iwi ana, kuru, te whenua, ma nahi.
Oh, Chris, I'm really sorry to hear that. Chris said, my name is Chris. It burns when I wee. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. I'm sorry to hear that, Chris. You can go to the doctor and get a cream for that.
That is awesome. Thank you very much. Pretty
You're welcome, Chris.
Do we ever find out what these people actually said?
No,
or...
that's what they're... Are you saying...
Sorry, I don't want to question your ability, but...
How dare you question my ability? Obviously, I'm killing it right now.
I don't know how close you are. Let's go to Ingrid in Narara. Morning, Ingrid.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
What are you chatting? What language?
Lithuanian.
Lithuanian. All right, here's
one of my favourites and a very easy language to learn. Go for it, Ingrid.
Absolutely. Aš labai džiaugiuosi, kad galiu jūsų klausytis kiekvieną rytą. Aš jus myliu.
Ah, Ingrid. Yes. Happened to me before as well. Ingrid said, "My computer got confiscated at work for looking up adult websites in work hours."
Okay.
Sorry to hear
that's
that, Ingrid.
Exactly right.
I told you. Thank you, Ingrid.
Come on.
She's confirmed. And take I'm that sure up with HR, Ingrid. I'm
our
sure
Lithuanian
they will.
Listeners would not agree.
No. Ingrid, can you just confirm that's what you said?
I'm very happy to listen to you every morning. Guys, I love you.
Oh, she I like just, what she said better.
Well, she just added, she just wanted to say that, but she actually said what I translated.
We love you too, Ingrid.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Hi, guys.
Oh, I haven't spoken Lithuanian in years.
Yeah, I know.
It's good to dust it off and just, you know.
You need to bring it back. Who gets the tickets to Kingswood?
Ingrid.
All right, Ingrid, we've got the tickets. There you go.
She needs it. Okay. She's actually got a, she's at home for the next couple of weeks because of those adult websites.
Issues to the computer.
She was looking up.
Don't miss Kingswood. Take on the Long Jetty Hotel, Saturday 28th of October. You can get your tickets through austix.com.au.
No more adult websites, okay, Ingrid?
Right.
Not in work hours. Not in work hours.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
The team is all back together, which is great. Isn't it a good feeling? We're all here.
I feel like we should sing the Saddle Club theme song.
I don't know what it is. How does that go?
Hello world, this is me. Life should be, fun for everyone.
I got halfway through that and regretted it every minute.
You knew it. Did you notice that, Rach?
Yeah, after we started singing it,
he was on board. He knew what it was.
I don't even know where I've heard it.
It's that
the Saddle Club.
It must just be a childhood thing, yeah.
It's that catchy.
Yeah, it is catchy.
Oh, the Saddle Club.
Hey, so back and did an overnight flight, not last night, the night before. So left
the red
Perth.
Eye?
Yeah, the red eye. So got on at midnight. Landed at 7 a.m. Sydney time, and it always messes with you if you've ever done that flight. So just, you're out of whack because you don't sleep normal on the plane. So we get off the plane, we jump on a train to the coast. It's been a big, long commute. And we finally get home, and we're just waiting to get inside. You know, can't wait to get in, unpack the bags. And just to quickly set up...
So what time was it?
Oh, I think it would have been about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Just happy to be home, you know, back home on the coast, no better place to be. Walk into the front door. And just before I tell you what we discovered as we walk in, Jamie, my fiance, how much of an animal lover would you say Jamie is?
Yeah, she loves animals.
Loves animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got this thing that I want to do where I want to call her and tell her I've hit something in my car and it's a butterfly. I still think she'll cry. I think she'll cry over that.
That's mean.
Anyway, Patch, our dog... has something in his mouth. And Jamie goes, oh, Patch, how are you? Haven't seen him in a week. Oh, it's so good to see you. You've got a new toy. What's your toy? Thinking that maybe my nephew gave him a new toy while we're away.
Uh-oh.
I spotted something. I said, Jamie, that ain't no toy. I said, Jamie, I think that's real. That's a bird.
Oh, Patch he's caught a bird.
Has a bird in his mouth and he's throwing it around like it's some ragdoll toy from Kmart.
Oh, no.
I wish I had audio of this because Jamie freaked. So Jamie's like as if someone was murdered in the house. She legs it out the front door screaming. The neighbor who's home, Jen, she comes out. What's up? What's up? I said, no, it's fine, but it's just Patch has a dead bird in the house.
Oh, no.
And then this is where it kicks in where, because I'm the bloke, I'm the one that has to do something, right?
You have to get the bird.
I've got to get the bird because I'm the bloke, of course. That makes sense.
Give it a proper burial and...
I don't want to get the bird. I'm freaked out by the bird.
It's a dead bird.
There's a dead bird on my carpet that I have to sort out. And I'm going, Patch, pick it up. Pick it up. Get it. Get it. Take it outside.
Oh, because he's going to do exactly that. He's going to pick up the bird.
I'm like, get it, mate.
Place it gently outside.
Come on. Rush it with me, dog. Let's do this thing. And he thinks he's in trouble. So he's off in the corner. I've got a dead bird there. I've got Jamie screaming outside. The neighbour's wondering what's going on. So I pick up a bag, like an old sort of Woolworths bag. And I'm grabbing the bird, but I'm not happy about it.
What kind of bird was it?
Oh, just a standard bird. I think one of the cats might have got to it, and Patch has just picked it up in the backyard.
Gotcha, he's found it.
And then I get to the backyard, and in a panic,
you kicked it.
I tossed it over to the other.
Not into the neighbour's yard.
Not the one that checked if we were okay, the other side. I just went whoop, and chucked it over the back fence.
Why would you do that? You've got a fence that is backed onto bush.
Yeah, I know. That's too far up, mate.
Oh,
I was free. I had the bird.
Heaven forbid you had to walk all the way back up to the top of your yard.
I had bird in hand and I just wanted to dispose of this thing.
It's better than what we used to lop over our neighbour's fence. Dog poos.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
A staple in my childhood, Gaundy, would have to be the TV show Dragon Ball Z.
I was more of a Samurai Pizza Cats kind of guy. Let me get the theme for Samurai Pizza Cats,
we're
mate.
No, we're good on that. We're
Producer
on that.
H, can you please get the theme
Let's
and look it up?
Let's not do that. Dragon Ball Z was one of the biggest cartoons in the late 90s, early 2000s. It used to be on Cheese TV.
Yep.
God, it was a good show. You never watched it?
Nah, I kind of put it up there with Power Rangers. Bit nerdy vibe for me.
No way.
Yeah, it wasn't about
Goku
Dragon Ball Z.
And Gohan and the crew.
I did know that that's the fire thing. Yeah, I know
There's
that
a lot of yelling. That's pretty much the whole show. It literally is, and when they power up.
When did it die, Dragon Ball Z? When did it finish up?
I think it's still going.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
To sum up what Dragon Ball Z is, if you haven't seen it, it's a show about superpowered humans and aliens battling the forces of evil across Earth and the galaxy.
Sure.
Pretty simple. People love the show.
Yep.
And I love the show, but I don't know if I love it enough to get along to a festival that happened in Brisbane over the weekend.
Dedicated to Dragon Ball Z.
To Dragon Ball Z.
Man.
And it was literally a bunch of people.
Virgins.
Careful. No.
It's a virgin festival.
A lot of people like the show.
None of them have had any luck in the dating department, unfortunately.
Come on. It was a good show.
Yep.
Pretty much people rocked up at a park and they all just started yelling and stuff.
What?
They're all powering up to Super Saiyan Gaundy.
Mate.
Can you imagine?
Sounds like Bathurst.
Oh, that's actually the grab I did get for Bathurst that I was talking about later on.
Bathurst.
No, so originally they were meant to do it in South Bank. And if you've been to Brisbane, South Bank is like a really populated area where a lot of people, you know, get down to the water and they love it. And they actually got told by the Brisbane City Council that they needed to move on from the area because it was scaring people.
Well, you can imagine families just going out for a nice little stroll along South Bank and you just cruise around and then next minute.
And they're like, are we in the valley? Like, where are we?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Corey Worthington, Party of the Decade. 10 years ago. It's coming up to the 10th anniversary. And there's a Facebook group that's being started that wants to have a big 10-year party. And I'm all about it.
Yeah, I'm on board.
I'm on board.
I do love a house party.
And when I go back and watch the footage of Corey Worthington on A Current Affair, I can't remember what I thought of it at the time. I think I thought he was a bit of a flog, to be honest. But now I find it hilarious. This kid gets on A Current Affair and just, he doesn't care.
He sticks it to him.
He's got the yellow glasses on. He's got the furry hoodie on. The famous scene from A Current Affair, one of the most, apart from the rabid dog man, they came bounding over. I mean, that's hard to top.
It's in the same category.
It's up there. Mm. It's in the same ballpark, trying to get him to take his glasses off.
Why don't you take your glasses off so we can see you and then apologise to your neighbours?
I'll say sorry, but I'm not taking off my glasses.
Why not?
Because they're famous.
Well, we've got to go, but I suggest you go away and take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
I have. Everyone has. They love it.
They love it.
She was so angry, wasn't she?
Why don't you apologise? She sounds like such a mother. Why don't you apologise to your neighbours and your parents?
It's like she was a neighbour and she was affected directly.
She was really taking a stand against Corey Worthington. But look, I'm keen to be involved in some way. I mean, they are waiting to hear back from Corey Worthington himself to see if he's going to be involved in this party. There's also talk that it's going to be in Narre Warren, Victoria. Maybe a bit of a mission for us. I don't know. Like, could we have a Corey Worthington lookalike party or something where everyone rocks up, we give everyone the yellow glasses?
Can't we have a Brad Pitt lookalike party? Producer Rach is on board.
Brad Pitt's getting old now.
Nah.
No, you still go. You still take some Brad Pitt.
100%.
Really?
He's getting better with age.
With a bit of Clooney style.
Yeah, I'd love to throw a house party. I'm on board with that. I miss them. Like, and as you get older, you don't really get to have many house parties anymore. Remember how good they were when you were younger? Oh,
amazing. I remember I used to go to some of these parties like this that Corey Worthington were throwing. I used to rock up and people go, "Who do you know?" I said, "I don't know."
You pretend like you know the person.
Who do you know?
They're like, "Well, it's my house." And they're like,
"You're like, ooh, well, great party. Really good party."
For my 18th birthday, had 400 people turn up.
What?
Yeah. It was ridiculous. In Stanthorpe. And I invited...
There's 400 people in Stanthorpe?
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. And I invited about 100. 100 people. Yeah. Thought that was, you know, pretty decent. The next day, because we had a DJ on our front veranda, you know where I'm talking about.
Yep.
The front lawn that my dad had laid the week before, it cost him thousands to put down this really nice lawn. It was black.
Oh, no.
We had a jumping castle. Like, we had everything.
How old were you? 11?
Hey, it was a good time.
400. You're the Corey Worthington of Stanthorpe, country Queensland.
Not really an achievement, is it?
Hey. Look what it's leading to for him. But seriously, we've got a meeting today with our promotions department. Can we go into bat
seriously
here and have a Corey Worthington 10-year anniversary celebration?
We should just get a gauge.
Yes.
Would you come?
Okay.
If we had a house party.
I like a gauge.
Can we use your house? Yeah.
13, 12, 16. We'll take both right now.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Show of hands in here, who's done the new iOS 11 update?
I'm straight onto the updates.
You're onto it?
Every single time, yeah.
Producer H? Nope, neither. And I've seen a lot of people on Facebook and on Twitter who are saying that the new iOS 11 update has really diminished their battery life.
Yeah, it does suck the life out of your battery. Yeah,
what a coincidence that the new iPhone is coming out.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I agree with that.
What are they doing over at Apple?
Well, they want you to buy the new iPhone. You need the new iPhone to be able to cope with the new upgrade.
That's
convenient.
The biggest load of bull. Honestly, I'm so sick of that. And I always put it off, like, updating my phone because I'm always worried because there's always glitches and bugs.
I'm waiting for the X. I'm going to get the X because the 8 just came out, right? So, yeah, I'm going to wait for that X phone.
But they're saying a study of 50,000 moderate to heavy iPhone and iPad users have carried out this new iOS update. And they've found that the average battery life from the last update, which was about, where is it?
No battery life has ever been good, can I say? So, it's never been amazing.
So it was about 240 minutes, they're saying, on average, whereas the new iOS update, 96 minutes.
Yep.
That's how drastic it is.
I can vouch for that. I wake up in the morning when I was away on holiday, and say I wake up at 8 o'clock, by 9:30, my battery had gone from 100 to 35%.
How can they justify it?
I mean, I was watching a lot of stuff, but still, not down to that amount.
I bet. I've looked into a few things you can do to make it better while they're working out the bugs and obviously the problem.
Mm.
But you can lower your power mode, which obviously you go to that flip-up screen on your iPhone and you can lower the screen brightness.
I do that default now.
Yeah,
when I wake up, I go
here.
Straight to put your battery on low. Apparently it's not great for your phone though, they're saying.
Yeah, well, of course they're going to say that.
Yeah.
Get the new one and it works perfectly.
Yeah.
You can also turn off Siri. That's something that actually saves a lot of battery life.
Siri's pointless in my life.
Yeah, I never use her. And
actually,
to be honest, I'm sick of her eavesdropping on my phone chats, you know?
Yeah. I hate when she just butts in too. Like, you might say something that sounds like Siri. She goes, how can I help you? Shut up, Siri. I don't need you.
You piss off.
We've got issues. Siri and I.
Sounds like it. You can turn off assistive touch. Have you ever done that?
No.
So you go to settings, it's in general accessibility, and it's called assistive touch, and it actually saves quite a lot of battery.
Okay.
You can turn off email fetch,
right,
which is another feature on the new iOS update, which drains a lot of battery.
It just goes looking for emails, does it?
Yeah. So essentially, you can just turn your phone off, and it actually saves a lot of battery.
Oh, and you mean what? Communicate with your friends?
Yeah. So what you do is you turn it off.
Right.
And then you can actually talk to someone in the same room as you. I know it's crazy, but hear me out.
I think I'll just get the new iPhone X as soon as it comes out, the day.
Yeah, just you can do that.
That's some good tips.
Yep.
Some
just turn it off.
Tips.
Turn off the phone. Saves a lot about you.
Yep. Or just hang out with you and just Siri.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
You know I love free money. And
who doesn't?
I know. And a get-rich-quick scheme, and I'm all
you
about that.
You are on board those all the time.
Yeah, I'm all about that stuff. But I saw yesterday, so you didn't see this yesterday?
I saw the story about it, but I didn't see the actual Instagram.
You didn't see it happen live?
No.
I saw it happen live, and I wanted to get involved. So Susan Cropper was the lady's name. She claims that she had $70 million on Powerball and she wanted to give it back to the people, $1,000 each for, I think it was like 50,000 people, maybe even more, maybe like 100,000 people. And so I was on board.
What a nice woman.
All you had to do was share the post and boom.
And give out your credit card details. And that was it.
Shoot through your bank stuff and away you go. But I wanted to we need to get to the bottom. We need to find out what goes down here. We've got Alyssa Lewis, a spokesperson for New South Wales Lotteries, with us this morning. Morning, Alyssa.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Is it a bit of a nightmare there at New South Wales Lotteries at the moment?
Well, our scammer from yesterday has actually, yes, come a cropper. The claims that she had won or been the recipient of $70 million were in fact false.
I love how you just quickly, you slipped a little pun in there and you just kept going. And we respect it. We liked it. And I just wanted you to know
good
that.
Good work. Yeah, well done.
She come a cropper. So we do like that. So what have you discovered there at New South Wales Lotteries?
Yeah. Yes, what we do know is that that person claiming to be a lottery winner was not the recipient of $70 million, and the offer of giving people $1,000 for liking or sharing or following a post are not legitimised. So if it looks too good to be true, it is, and yesterday's person claiming they were a lottery winner was certainly a scam.
She got a lot of likes, though, on Instagram.
Yeah, she really did. Really helped Susan out in the numbers game. So do you guys come across a lot of scams like this? Is this something that you have to deal with a lot?
This is actually the first one that we have seen on social media from someone claiming to be a multi-million dollar lottery winner. We've all seen, I think, the scams on mobile phone scams, send us your SMS, and email scams. But this is the first of its kind that we've seen on social media with someone purporting to be a lottery winner. And I guess the key thing is if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
So, Alyssa, was the deal she just wanted to gain a following on Instagram, or, like, what was the actual scam?
We can't quite be sure what this person's end game was, whether they were just wanting to build a following or whether they were wanting to then take it further and get people's private or personal or even bank account details. So it's just a word of caution to anyone out there. If they come across things with people claiming to be lottery winners, it's more than likely a hoax, because we do have very generous lottery winners, but when they do give back to communities, they do it in private and they do it in a meaningful way that is means something to them and adds value to their experience.
Not me, Alyssa. If I won Lotto, I'd be telling everybody.
So what you're saying, Alyssa, is that you shouldn't do horrible things like this and make people believe that they've won the Lotto. Because I believe my friend here, Daniel Gaund, you've actually done that to me.
Yeah.
Oh, is that actually against the law?
I should get that audio, actually, Alyssa, because
no.
I spotted numbers on Bree's ticket and we jumped on air and I read her out the numbers and she legitimately thought she won Lotto. So can I get in trouble for that, or is that, can you
say yes?
Just can you give me the green light on that? It's pretty funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Look, I'm sure it was funny at the time, but we just caution anyone who might think that people are posing as lottery winners or pretending to be the lottery operator. Hey, a fine line to thread there, Gaundy.
I hosted the Lotto. When I lived in Melbourne, I hosted the Lotto for Channel 7. I've done some draws.
So
does that qualify me?
You've signed contracts with New South Wales Lotteries and you're under their contract by law.
It was Victorian, mate, so I can get away with
you're
it.
You're going to jail, mate.
Alyssa, sorry you have to listen to this.
Us bickering.
Us bickering like this, but we appreciate the update and, just keep giving out that cash.
Any free cash lying around
anywhere
at the moment?
Yeah, look, free. If it's easy money, it probably is. And just be aware of things that look too good to be true.
Every now and then, though, when there's that, what if there's one person that actually is giving away the $1,000?
I'm still
waiting.
And I miss
out on that person.
That prince from
Nigeria
to get back to me.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.